Aye. It's Marilee Tortorelli. For the pre-submittal meeting for Two Rivers Phase Two, which is non-age restricted, the sketch plan. And I want to say, I really do appreciate if you could keep the, this thing only can pick up so much. And what happens is we have to listen to it back and create the minutes from it. So if I get all this background, I won't get good minutes. So I appreciate you being, you know, talking one at a time. It's now 7 o'clock. We're here to talk about phase two, which is located in the north part of parcel O. I'm going to go through, as in the last meeting, I'm going to go through the county required information that needs to be discussed or given to you, and then we'll have a question and answer time, and I think we have till 8 o'clock in the room. That's 17-107C of the county code. We're required to have a pre-submittal meeting within 6 months of submitting the sketch plan. This Two Rivers O is located in the southwest quadrant of Meyer Station and Grace Ford Road. Yeah, that's where
we know you're on.
This parcel over there. This project is not a capital improvement project. It's a private project by a developer. The ownership of the property is Two Rivers Associates. The zoning is for phase two is I'm pretty sure it's almost all R2. There might be a tiny little piece of RA up in that top corner. This is not in the critical area. We will not have any impact to critical area. Again, I'm going to go over the existing the conditions of the plan. This is a mining site. If any of you've seen it, it's full of, you know, holes and sediment traps. There's seven sediment traps and basins throughout the site. There's also in phase two, there are two specimen trees located at the north part along Meyer Station Road that we know about at this point. We haven't finished the forest delineation. The forest is primarily along Grace Ford Road, and there's a small section on the west side of the property. I forgot to mention the last time, this light gray is actually forest conservation easement. They've already put a lot of forest conservation easements over the property. We're actually, I think we're 70, 80 acres over the break-even point for Two Rivers. So they've saved even more forest than required. So this all will be retained in perpetuity. The site does not have any floodplain. There's no wetlands. There's a very small piece of wetland buffer. I think it's 0.13 acres up in this location right there. It's very small. There are no streams. The stream's located west, southwest of the property. No stream buffers and no impervious that would need to be removed. Phase two, like I said, the specimen trees are located there in forest along Grace Ford in the west side. This property is roughly 47 acres. As I said before, we're in the process of still finalizing the design, so some of the acreages may change, some of the rec area acreages may change, but it is for 182 non-age restricted units. There will be no demolition of any existing structures since they don't exist. As I said before, the design technique is this is a planned unit development, which allows a lot of flexibility to cluster units, infrastructure, and maintain a lot more open space and natural areas than you can in a regular subdivision. The number of lots are also 182. These are fee simple, single family detached lots. And the road configuration will be private as it is, except for Conway Road. All of the rest of Two Rivers are private roads coming in the circle and veering off to the north to the phase two property. The roads are 50-foot right-of-ways with 28-foot roads that allow parking on one side, but they will all be private within the development. Private roads allow flexibility with clustering the development. The open space is based on overall project, not by phase. So the overall project is 30% of the gross area, which is 316.2 acres, are required. Currently today, without O at all, we have 629 acres. With parcel O, we're going to add another 40 acres, approximately, bringing us up to 669, 670 acres, which is 117% more open space than required by code. Same with the active recreation area. With the extra units for the 2,437 units, we're required 27.97, almost 28 acres of active recreation. Existing recreation is 39.29, and we're providing somewhere between 2 to 2.5 acres of active rec within parcel O. And as we talked before, we're in the process of looking. Right now, the rec areas are located in these locations. We're looking at doing a central non-exclusive recreation area facility. The total then provided with all of it would be 41.9 acres of rec, and that's 50% more than we are required by code. Stormwater management, same, there are three ponds proposed to serve all of O. Storm drain systems will interconnect to get to those ponds, and the reason they're on the west side is because that's where the outfalls are, the lowest part of the site, where we can now fall to the floodplain. We will also incorporate microbiome facilities within the development. We're still working with the county on that and how many of those we have to provide for quality management. The ponds will also provide a little bit of quality and quantity management. This development is roughly, as I said before, it's 47 acres. We might have 42 acres of LOD when we're done. We are trying to maintain a buffer along Grace Ford and Meyer Station Road, so we won't, you know, that won't be within the limit of disturbance. With regard to schools, when the letter went out, the schools, I think two were closed and one wasn't. As of 7/3, and our kind of keeps, the planning zone keeps a active school list on the website. As of July 3rd, the Piney Archer Elementary School and the Wendell Middle School were closed. High school are open. Legislation, Board of Ed has been working tirelessly on redistricting and new schools, and so they submitted legislation on Monday. And with the legislation, only the middle school is closed at this time. The elementary school is only at 86%, and the Rundle High School is open. And then the county also, because we know there's an issue with schools not being at capacity, they have Bill 5223 that allows you to use an adjacent school. Schools will be addressed through the sketch plan and final plan process. Sewer and water, we will have a pump station in near phase one. All the gravity sewer will be drained over to that pump station. The force main will come out the road to Grace Ford and up to either Dawn gravity sewer or up to the circle in the sewer within Hollywood. We have to go through a sewer study with the Department of Public Works, work out all the details of where the sewer is going to go, what makes sense for the community. The environmental mods, there are no environmental mods with this project. Environmental mods are for wetlands, streams, wetland buffers, stream buffers. We will have a modification, which a modification is an administrative request to OPZ to allow you to make some kind of change. That forest conservation regulations from 2019 require anybody that wants a clear forest to ask for a modification. So we will have a modification to clear whatever little bit of forest we're going to clear, which isn't going to be much. There isn't that much forest on the site. And then whatever we do, we would reforest for on site. We also may have a modification for private roads. Currently, that's how private roads are handled, but inspections and permit is working through policy to change that so that every project can be done on a project-by-project basis without modifications. recording will be uploaded to the website first thing tomorrow morning, and then the county will allow 14 days for people to go on the website, and you go on community meeting comments at AnneArundelCounty.org, or you can also go on Anne Arundel County website, type in community, and it'll take you right there. There's a calendar, and it has the meeting. You can pick the meeting, and it allows you to upload any kind of comments that you have, and that will be up for 14 days. And the county, will actually, as they get the comments, they send them to us. So at the end of the 14 days, we have 2 weeks to put the minutes together, and we'll include anything that's discussed tonight and recorded, and we'll include anything that was uploaded to that website during those 14 days. I also want to just make sure I did provide a correction in the last meeting. The letter was incorrect. The APF was not addressed with the sketch plan. The APF will be addressed with the sketch plan, and you know, mostly with the sketch plan, you can pick and choose, pick whether you want to do it at sketch or final, and we are choosing to do it at sketch plan. And then we can open this up to questions and answers. I just really need them to be one at a time, and just be polite to people while they're talking. She was actually first, if you don't mind.
I have two. One's procedure, and one's the real question. Is this considered, are these considered two separate meetings?
They
are the comments from the first meeting? So we have to go and rehash all the traffic to get it in the minutes for this meeting?
If you want it in these minutes, yes.
I know. You're going to have to do that. But I have another question, separate of traffic, and I think that's to you, Mr. Hankins, and that is, as you're already looking at adding the amenities as a result of the input from Monday's meeting into this plan, when you took out the golf course, everything went out. We're looking at 364 homes and the additional from the current facility, so maybe as many as 4,000 children in the neighborhood, and all they have is some grassy areas. So my question is, or my request, or think through this, can you dedicate a certain amount of acreage or a certain piece of that property, give it to the county so that they can build and maintain the soccer fields, the baseball fields, the football fields? That it's not your problem, it's their problem. But I'm thinking 4,000 kids with nothing to do, because you can only get 600 of them in the swimming pool at one time, that's going to be there's going to be problems there. And we're worried about their mental well-being, you know, and being outdoors, being active in sports, that's really good for our kids. And so I would just ask you to consider that possibility.
It is being considered. We do have a parcel of land that we have identified, and we plan to talk to the county about it.
Good. Thank you so much.
Where is that parcel?
It is parcel.
Is it on the Turner?
It's on Turner, parcel NR. It's outside of the existing Two Rivers community gardens. There's some remainder on that property, and we will be talking to the county about it.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You were next.
Yeah, my name's Al Pendel. I'm here representing St. John's Family Zion Church, which is at 2993 Conway Road. Mm-hmm. The historical community, I would like to see if you can expound a little more about what impact will this density have on that historic community, and are there infrastructure plans to hook up that community to water and sewer and so forth? Because right now there are wells back there for those folks. Also, I wanted to know, are there plans afoot to have access to Prince George's County other than going out to Route 3. At one time, you could leave that rural community, and there was an access road that came up behind the old Bowie racetrack. And it cut down and did a lot. I went to Bowie State University, and instead of going all the way around Route 3, I used to use that road to go back and forth to school and so forth. So,
are you referring, if you drive up Conway Road, to the area back in here?
Yes.
Okay. Beyond what has completed to date, there are no proposed improvements beyond that area, beyond the water tower.
Okay.
And for the water and sewer, it's in, not in a planned
it's
service.
It's not in a planned sewer service area either.
So we can't extend
you can't
water
extend.
And sewer.
Why is that?
It's the county determines.
County determines that.
They have a whole master plan for what's water and sewer. And to answer your question about the road, that's actually going to be a trail. Anne Arundel County and Prince George's County are working together to tie the WBNA trail that comes
right.
through. Yeah, where Dover's Point and the WBNA trail.
So it's
trail.
A walking and biking trail.
Yes.
Yes.
Correct.
You all done?
I'm just not happy about some of those answers.
Diana McMullen, I've been very involved with the school, all the redistricting that happened when Crofton High School was built. Started a group called Advocate for Arundel to try and get information to understand what's going on, because the school situation is just crazy, as I'm sure you know, with the addition of Two Rivers Elementary. That does take some of the pressure off of Piney Orchard, but it does not alleviate what's going on at the middle school. Crofton Middle School is already also at over 100% capacity, even with the addition. So I know you said schools are going to be handled throughout the sketch process by potentially utilizing an adjacent school, but the Crofton Middle is also full. So
yeah, it's MacArthur, Mead, and Old Mill that have capacity.
Oh, MacArthur. Okay. Not for Arundel Middle. Yeah, they're not
going to
take our kids from Arundel Middle and transfer them somewhere else.
We don't know how program for adjacency. It's a new law. We will have it. Will be as we move through the ABF process, the adequate public facility with respect to these projects. That's there's mm-hmm. items that will get addressed. We can't speak. We don't know what the county will do.
But as of right now, there's not. APF for these.
I think
just for the middle.
Just for the middle school.
Which means there's no school.
Right now there's not today.
And okay. then all the elementary kids that are coming up through the system going into the middle school that's already overcrowded.
Yes. I'm going to mention something about schools. It's an observation that I've seen.
Please.
We got
please.
To keep in mind that these rooftops won't be here for 4 years. Anybody in first grade now won't even be in the elementary. That's something that's got to be considered.
I understand that, sir, but all the kids that are filling up that elementary that's already new and that is over capacity, are those fifth graders are going to go into the middle school that's already over capacity.
I understand. I understand what you're saying. I mean, I'm just telling you, we have to address this through the APF process that is in place in Anne Arundel County, and that's what we have to follow. Just like
that.
She had to have a second meeting under the law. We have to follow those that process. They're either open, they're closed, and available for us to get our subdivisions approved. Right here.
You haven't built the houses yet in E and F, and you haven't opened up the not entrance onto Myers Station Road. How can they do a viable traffic study when you are not counting for all the other vehicles that are going to be coming up Myers Station Road before you even start this?
I'm not a traffic expert. We rely on the traffic experts, and it's got to do with background, existing, and whatever's not built, they add in. If there's a whole process. I don't know all the particulars and how it works, but it's all addressed through that process. All the way in the back.
Colin Porter, I just want to say, first off, thank you for listening to us about the amenities. With the influx of 4,000 kids, is there a possible, maybe, hopefully, a playground there? Because if not, the closest playground is primarily 1.25 miles away.
There is a playground plan.
Perfect. Thank you.
I have a question about type of housing.
It's single family detached. Single family detached houses.
No, so. But I mean, is it going to be similar to the housing that Two Rivers is building now?
More of the same stuff. It's just going to continue.
Is it going to be affordable housing?
It's more of the same that's currently in Two Rivers.
Because I know Mr. Pittman had months ago, had said that there was not enough affordable housing in West County. Right. And now that this is popping up, a surprise, I was just wondering what type of housing
it is. Right now it is planned for more of the same housing as the other rivers.
Thank you for filling in that building. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We What's the procedure? There's an active reclamation permit to be able to reclaim it.
How do you find it?
Well, you'll generally, what we've been able to look at with being able to place a sewer pumping station in there, we've eliminated the need to truck in oodles and oodles of dirt. We're looking at being able to move the dirt on the property and satisfy the needs for that property.
Because
the sewer pumping station is located way down in the lowest point of the, we have control of this. There'd actually be some, I believe we're going to be cutting up in this area, filling in this area, but generally the project works out pretty close. So there's always some amount of, you know, dirt in and out, but nothing what was originally thought to be needed.
I just want to go on record that we're 100% opposed to this because it's a rural area that we've got and almost 400 houses in.
I'm sure.
We got families that have been back there for generations. Mm-hmm. And you're going to ruin us. Mm-hmm. The traffic is going to ruin us. Mm-hmm. It's dangerous to us.
Not where we live, we don't just sing about it. We also take care of it, preserve it, and even fight for it. Those are the words from the county executives last week in the newsletter. I think that's a good show of what we have here. Okay, I just want to talk about some of the public service in Anne County. We have currently 764 police officers serving in Anne County. We are budgeted for 808, have been for a long time. A lot of the experts say our numbers should be between 11 and 1,300. You can't get there. People just don't want to do the job anymore. Right now you have fire services servicing this neighborhood from Odenton Firehouse, Station 28, Wall Chapel, Station 5, and Davidsville Road. They're supposed to run 4 firemen per apparatus. They're currently running 3. They don't have the staffing to do what's needed now. This is before all the other buildings going on. Okay, we talked about the schools that are at 98 capacity. The record, the numbers that I got was 98% for the school that's about to open in September. They're still building the current building, Two Rivers. This is before this even goes in, 98% for that school. We don't have the resource. The traffic on, you could say Conway Road, we could widen it, we could put 2 more levels above it. Look at Route 3. We all drive Route 3 to Tuxedo Road every single day. The traffic, the roads are not built to withstand the amount of traffic that it already has. Any more houses to this area, I just don't understand it. If the citizens in Two Rivers seem opposed to this, the citizens of the forests of the Tungsten seem opposed to this, where's the disconnect here? Other than people making money off building these new communities, which is great for them, this affects everybody in their homes and their lives a lot more. And that's what really needs to be looked at here.
Thank you. Hoping not to have to regurgitate everything I said at the first meeting. I'll keep it simple, keep it short. Currently, right now, there was a covenant that was signed by Two Rivers and by the Forest of Patuxent, limiting the number of homes to 2,060. This parcel of ground that they currently want to build 377 houses on was part of a golf course that was removed. This was negotiated with our community. This is where the covenants were renegotiated. These parcels, based upon that renegotiated contract, which was signed by Dover, was supposed to go into a form of an easement where it was not to be built on. Emphasis, not to be built on. We have been told numerous times, this is going to happen, this is going to happen, this is going to happen, only to have each of those, this is going to happen, become deception and not truthful. Only to be told another deception. We are currently now at this point where these 377 homes, it's going to be another deception because there will be more. And I say that because I see what has already gone on in our community. We are a community that is 3, 4, 5 generations and older. My wife is 4th generation. We most likely will wind up being the last generation down here because we feel we're going to be forced out of our home because of all the overdevelopment. We have people down here who were born and raised are going to be forced out of their own family property because of this. cannot, under any circumstances, allow this to go through. Yes, it's in the preliminary stages. We need to write to our county officials. We need to write to our government offices. I have email addresses for anybody who would like them. Send in the emails. Let your voices be heard. Do not be silent on this. Because if you're silent, and I'll be blunt, you have no room to ditch.
I also would like to speak about the traffic feedback going to the schools. My daughter has been stuck in that traffic multiple times. They don't have air conditioning on the buses. And now if you talk about Basin schools, we were able to walk one day after she had to wait for an hour with no air conditioning in above 90 degree weather. The kids wet when they got off those buses. So now you're going to tell us that our schools are already at capacity, and then you're going to, if the county approves it, allow these extra houses to be built, even though we're not even finished building these, this estuary area. What's going to happen when any little hiccup that happens on that road affects everyone? Not just Two Rivers, all of Route 3, everything backs up. It is a complete standstill because of that traffic circle, which is backed up. So even if it's the Meyer Station, it gets backed up. It affects everyone coming and going. How are we going to get to our kids if you keep bogging it down, and there's one little hiccup that happens? There was just one this week with a tree. Thankfully, it wasn't that long that we had to wait, and there was no kids on the buses that had to wait. But you're not paying attention to the kids on the Yes, I understand that around the now, that's where my daughter is now, but they're going to keep moving, and then it's going to be another school at capacity, and then you're going to ship us further away. So that you can build 400 more homes. It's not right.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for your comment.
And to piggyback on that, we talk about going to the school district to handle the school population when they're not going to talk about the bus contracts that have to deal with that. Because that was the disconnect. The school told us, oh, by the way, your kids can't get home, but you can't take them off the bus because of the contract. So, you know, it's this whole idea of, yes, you're going through the actual stages of the county, but it's the same with the landfill. There's a disconnect between the school, the landfill, the county. And we continue to have these projects thrown on the table and not talking to each other because it's convenient. But the reality is it's affecting the entire population.
Thank you. Any more questions?
On this map, it looks like the walking path going into the new section goes under the road. Is that correct?
It goes over the road.
It goes over. It is really, that needs to be looked at carefully. As was mentioned earlier, it's really in a precarious place on that road. It's okay. Very dangerous there. The other piece to this is that coming down the road, an individual exiting from the emergency exit that is open was not able to see clearly and was well into the lane of traffic to stop to see if they could put. Can you have your engineers?
You're talking about the trees on the left.
Yeah.
I'm looking out. I was actually confirming they weren't in a forest conservation easement, so we could look at the site distance right here.
So if you're
going to
have the entrance coming onto Meyer Station from this.
There's an emergency act. You're talking about this?
Yeah.
This actually comes out on the Grace Ford Road.
And where's that feed?
That will feed into Meyer Station out to the circle.
Okay. So
along this path here.
Okay, so then my question to you is, so we still at Two Rivers will only have one exit in and out.
This right today is still planned as emergency access.
So we still only have one in and out. To Route 3.
That's
Route 3.
Today.
There's no other
place. Well, I have to work through subdivision process.
Okay, so let me ask you this.
My intent would be to try to get that resolved.
Okay, I understand that. But do you have a plan set forth for the school?
Until we begin the process and start working to see what's available, not available, we don't know until we have to get into the process. This is a multi-year process.
Okay. Can I just ask you, I understand we're here for this.
Yeah.
Are you on standby for the school when the school opens and the bus and somebody gets in an accident the first week of school?
What do you mean on standby?
Because that emergency exit, do you have
plans? That's actually paved and completed now.
You have a plan for that? To us to be able to leave that way?
That's an emergency access. Mm-hmm. So we've got it paved and ready. We've made the county aware of it. The community is now aware of it. That is, if Conway becomes blocked, that is now available. It's ungated.
Okay. But it's still an emergency.
It's still emergency. Okay. It's still designated emergency.
Sir, what does that mean? What does that mean?
It was supposed to be gated.
So you promised our community it's
supposed to be using
that.
Please.
Nothing promised you that would be gated.
You
read your documents.
You said it would be gated.
Read your documents.
Your words.
Where's that map on the map? Said that it was
going to be gated. Where is it on the map?
The emergency access right here.
That's what they said.
Okay. Yeah.
He's only one person who can speak at a time.
What's that?
Any more questions? Yes.
So,
I know that you made a comment about you're utilizing the existing soil for controlling the area.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to make sure that this is on record, that you're not going to be building it up like you did by Andy's house, where it looks like a mountain overlooking towards Crofton.
Yeah, the situation there, so you know, was to be able to get that area of the sewer back to, you couldn't get through to the pumping station, so we had to raise the area to be able to get it back, go down the boulevard.
Do the people that bought those houses know how much that was raised?
What's that? Yeah,
the people that bought those houses know how much it was raised?
It's all disclosed through the plan.
It's like 15 feet there.
It was actually 20 something feet, but that's, yes. You know, there's cut and fill done on projects all the time in excess of that. 50 foot cuts, 100 foot, 50, 75 foot fills. This was an old mine.
I know developers have to think long term, way in the future. When this parcel was purchased for about $6 million, $7 million, whatever it would cost to buy that parcel, were there other parcels available with the infrastructure that could support, a concentrated building of houses that could have, in terms of thinking as a developer, were there other places where land could have been purchased where the infrastructure was there? Something
you're going back probably in the early 2000s, which was before I wasn't involved in the original purchases of assemblage in this process.
Yeah.
That was before me. Kathy.
Several months back, some of us met with concerning the water that would be coming.
Okay.
And they said, "Oh, you're gonna." And I said, "Well, what about those rooms?" I said, "Are those people like Wendy's or across the street? Are they going to be flooded out?" And they said, "Oh no, there's going to be buffer trees, and you're never going to see that."
Well, and the trees will grow. I mean, all you have to plant the trees, and there's a lot of land still installed in those areas.
When are you going to start planting again?
Well, it'll be fall.
Are you going to plant on the other side of Meyer
Station? Yeah, actually, on the other side of Meyer Station Road. That was a forest management plan where we actually removed a lot of them invasive bramble pears.
And we're Yay!
And we're putting back in native species.
And that will be done in the fall?
Yes, that is planned to be done in the fall.
Are they going to put any kind of stop sign on that not being used emergency road when people put the pool out?
Yes. Yeah, I'll take care of it. Thanks.
Just one more comment for everybody so they're aware of how school allocations work. There can be one seat available at the middle school
That's not true anymore.
It's changed. It's now.
It's based on capacity.
That's part of some of the changes. That's created the whole JCC thing. It is no longer. It's based on
number of students.
Number of students. The proposed, and it's a formula based on number of students. It's no longer.
Okay, that's what got us into the problem with Crofton and
that's what the county has done.
Yeah. Okay.
It hasn't been. It hasn't been like that for at least probably 4 years now.
Yeah.
Okay. What is going to be the definition of the emergency egress or the monitor station, and who's going to enforce it so that it remains only that emergency egress?
Ultimately, it'll be owned by the HOA, and it'll be signed as emergency ingress and egress.
Okay, so what about people who can't read?
Mentioned earlier about the middle school situation. I think you talked about redistricting.
I don't think I was commenting on
it. I said it. I said the county is in the process of redistricting. That's all I said.
A whole county.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure you understand, because I've been in education for a lot of years, that people who get redistricted to another school don't like it.
Well,
so
we don't,
all you're doing is compounding a situation.
We're not doing it. It's the county doing it.
Yes, you are. You're building all these houses.
No, it has nothing to do with this project.
If there is not a middle school in this area to take this overflow, redistricting is not going to solve the problem.
Yeah, the redistricting has nothing to do with Two Rivers. This started a couple of years ago. There are a lot of schools in Anne Arundel County.
You're wrong.
I am not wrong.
Yes, you are.
It has to affect the school.
So he has to do with redistricting.
Correct.
There's a reason that schools are at capacity.
Correct.
There's also a lot of schools in the county
that are not even at half.
Just to answer your question, so you know about redistricting, and this is a variable in number, there are approximately 10,000 empty seats in all of the schools in Anne Arundel County. That's why they redistrict.
They just finished that goes into effect this fall. South County, which is us and South, the planning starts in 2025, and I think it goes into effect in fall 26.
We're not sure,
but that's generally how school works.
Just so that it gets in the minutes for this meeting, also the emergency exit onto Meyer Station Road does not really solve the problem. An exit on Grays Ford Road will not solve our traffic problem. The problem is that it all comes to the circle, and then we all have to get up that little bit of road to 301 and that small bridge. I don't know where the plans are, how we can push that plan. I heard you say that wasn't your problem, you know, that happens at the county. But whatever you can do to push the county into looking at a second exit on and off of 301, I think it's the only way we're going to relieve some of the stress on the roads.
And you have all the traffic on 301.
Oh, I know.
You track it down to Bowie. It's taking 5 minutes down to 25 minutes.
Well, they've already done a road study, and three cannot handle the traffic that's already on.
Yeah, they can't. So what's the moral?
Yeah, it's failed.
So. There's no way to
widen it. Last question. Andy.
Have they taken into account that in 2020 everybody was at home making little elementary school kids, and next year they're going to start?
We'll leave that one on. Oh, I didn't hear the question. Thank you. Thanks for the questions. We're going to wrap this up.
Okay, at this point in time, I'm going to close out the meeting and turn off the audio.
Can you get the website that we're supposed to get comments to again?
Yeah, it is. It's all connected. Community meeting comments, all connected at aacounty.org.
And I would like, before you turn that off, I would like for my words that I spoke at the first meeting to be forwarded to this meeting, because those words are spoken for both sections. It wasn't spoken for just one. So I would really appreciate it. My verbiage can be carried forward.
I don't have, I mean, it's part of the record. I don't have a problem with it.
Could you read
the website?
A little slower.
Sure. All connected in one community meeting comments at aacounty.org. And if you forget it, you can. If you forget it, you can always just go on Anne Arundel County website and type in community meeting, and it'll take you to that web page. And for some reason, it's not working. And then you just go on the calendar, and you'll find this meeting there and a link. Anybody else?
Hey, thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Have a good night.